we made up.
We played
it.
Meanwhile, take it.
This guy's a lot.
Okay, so we're going to try to do it today, not just today, but hopefully every night. We'll try to take a topic, what I call a Shas topic. Shas topics are those major topics that every Ben Torah should be a little bit aware of, familiar with. We're not going to take any esoteric topics from Kachim. We'll try to take things from the Moed, Noshim, and Ezekiel for the most part. Some major, major topics that I think that everybody really should be at least familiarized with, at least have heard of, and be aware of some of the basic raid and Torahs that any good yeshiva bacha should know about. Okay, so we'll try pretty much to take a different topic each night. I'm definitely open for suggestions if anyone has any particular pet topic that they want me to talk about, but it'll be, you know, pretty much lumdish topics, some basic yesodos and gemaras and rishonim to try to develop it in an appropriate manner. Okay, so I think the first topic that we'll take for tonight, I'll decide the first one, if tonight everyone's there free. So tonight we're going to try to learn through the sugya of Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Okay, a very famous sugya, a sugya that comes pretty much throughout Shas in many, many places. Whenever you have a suffik in halacha and a din D'Oraisa, so you have to go L'Chumra. So there's no question that that din exists. There are mishnayos explicitly that spell out the concept of Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. There are gemaras that speak about it explicitly. What is not clear, not explicit about it, is where exactly does it come from? How do you know? What's the source that Sveika D'Oraisa is L'Chumra? So this is a very famous machlokes by some of the things you're familiar with, but I'll hopefully try to add on new things as we go along. There's a very, very famous machlokes in Rishonim as to what the nature of this halacha of Sveika D'Oraisa is L'Chumra is all about. So the Rambam has a very unique sheet. This Rambam appears in Uchos Tumas Meis, appears in a few other places, but primarily in Uchos Tumas Meis. Anybody know the famous, famous sheet of the Rambam about Sveika D'Oraisa is L'Chumra? I guess it's not as famous as I thought it was. The Rambam says that Sveika D'Oraisa, we use a term that you're not familiar with, please stop me. The Rambam says that the term Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra, the concept Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra, is a Chumra Midrabanan. It's not true according to the Torah itself. According to the Torah itself, says the Rambam, the Torah only asks us things which are Vade Oser. I have a piece of meat on the table in front of me, and I don't remember, I have no idea. It's either Chazir or it's kosher meat. No idea. And I bring it to Maisha Rabbeinu. Maisha Rabbeinu, Yamadeinu Rabbeinu. Am I permitted to eat the meat? You know what psach I'm going to get?
Yeah.
Enjoy. 50-50 chance, flip a coin. Maybe it's kosher. It's mutter eat it min haTorah. According to the Rambam, all svekas, kol svekas, almost all svekas, kol svekas mutarin dvar Torah. Says the Rambam, this concept that we find svekas derais l'chumra, itself is only chumra midrabanan.
So, this is I think this came up when we were learning more of this in your Vamos. This is Sufik D'Oraisa L'Chumra Midoraisa versus Sufik L'Chumra Midoraisa Midorabanan.
That's right. Okay. So the Rambam Shita.
So when we say D'Oraisa and Sufik D'Oraisa L'Chumra, we're saying that.
It means when you have a din min haTorah that you're not sure about, you have to go L'Chumra because the Rabbanim told you have to go L'Chumra, but it's not the Torah itself.
This question might be a little, extraneous maybe. But let's say there are three possibilities of what the meat in front of him could be. Two of them non-kosher, one of them.
That's already a robe, it's a whole different ballgame. We got a whole other shift for that. Okay, hold on. Okay, hang in there. Okay? So again, so we have a Sufik D'Oraisa, says the Rabbim in a Torah. It's Mutter Midrabanan, it's also. Come to Rishonim and jump in the Rambam. The Rashba jumps in the Rambam. The Ran jumps in the Rambam. Says, how can it be? It's impossible. It's against a Pasuk in Chumash. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says beferish that Sufik D'Oraisa is L'Chumra Midaraisa. Who's going to tell me the pasuk? I'll even give you a hint. It's in Sefer Vayikra. I'll give you a big hint. It's in Parshas Vayikra. It's in the last Aliyah of Parshas Vayikra. It's in Perakei of Vayikra.
It's a Parsha.
A Mitzvah Parsha. Then you're in big trouble.
I'm not going to remember it though.
You say it's by Mitzvah Pshatl on this.
Give him a couple minutes.
No, by side, little basic Torah information. Person is Michal Shabbos B'Shogi. We just spoke about it on the 1 o'clock Shiram today. Person is Michal Shabbos B'Shogi. You guys learning Shabbos this year. What do you have to bring as a korban? Korban chatos. What if you're not sure you're Michal Shabbos B'Shogi?
You bring Asham.
What kind of Asham? Asham Toli. Let's say you have a piece of chometz on Pesach. By mistake, you eat chometz on Pesach. You forgot it was Pesach. What do you have to bring? Korban chatos. You ate a piece of food and you're not sure now. Go Vald Keshrigin. Was it chometz or was it matzah? I have no idea. It's down my stomach now. What do you bring? An Asham Toli. What's the problem? According to the Rambam, if you would have brought this piece of food to Moshe Rabbeinu and asked Moshe Rabbeinu, could I eat it? It's a safek chametz, safek matzah. What would he have said?
Mutter.
I'll eat it. It's mutter. At the gomer. According to the Rambam, that min haTorah all sfeik is a mutter. What do you have to bring an Hashem Toli for? An Hashem Toli is to be mechaper for an avera that you did. Karbanis and mechaper for avera is derayt. You don't bring a karbon for avera derabanan. If the Rambam is right, that the whole toke of avera, the whole avera that you did, was only an avera derabanan, but you have to bring a karbon to be mechaper for. That's the Rashba's cash against the Rambam. That's the Ran's cash against the Rambam. Pretty powerful cash, right? This is not a cash from a Mishnah, from a Gemara, from a Tais, this is a Pasuk Chumash.
That's the Pasuk?
You're going to Pasha, Pasha Sashem Tolay. Three psukim. Okay, it's a whole pasuk. Nefesh ki sechata, v'yasasa, chas, v'kom, v'tzvah, s'shem, v'yasayel, v'lonada, v'yashem, v'nasa, v'no, right? Does that sound right? We just made it up. Okay? So comes the Rashba and says, the Rambam's not right. The Rambam cannot be right. Says the Rashba, based on this kash, Pasha Tolay, safek the arayis is l'chumra min the arayis, and not just midrabana, safek the arayis is l'chumra min the arayis. What's the answer for the Rambam? So there are two answers for the Rambam. So one possible answer to the Rambam is that the Rambam differentiates between Yisrei Lavim and Yisrei Karis. When did the Rambam say that all sfeikas are mutam in a Torah? That's if you have a safi chazir, a safi kosher meat, that's only Nisa Lav. But it's a Lav, Nishkefelach. But in Nisa Karis, Gavalt Kishrik in Nisa Karis, Nisa Karis is so much more chomer. Even the Rambam would agree that sfeikas are asar. Midar, even spakes are also midarais. That's what some suggest as a chiluk. Can anyone give me a conceptual way to explain that? Is it just a game? Karis is more chomer, lavim is less chomer, different suffixes are also, suffixes are mutar. Anything deeper than that, anything more lumdish? We're going to try to develop some lumdus in this shiur. Try to get you to think in the lumdish terms. Any lumdus? I'm going to throw out two terms that everyone should be familiar with. Isser gavra and isser chefza. What is this agav? What is this achavtza? If you're not familiar with them, it's okay. That's what we're here for. What's this agav? What's this achavtza? Fine for me, it's agav and achavtza.
Agav is that you're us or I'm doing something, and achavtza is the thing that you're.
Very good. This agav means that I'm supposed to refrain from doing something. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with the object. This achavtza means there's something wrong with the object. Who coined the terms this agav and achavtza? I'm waiting for one right answer, one wrong answer. The Gemara coins the phrase. What's the wrong answer? Yeah, Reb Chaim. People say Reb Chaim for the first. Like, it's honest. It's a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Anyone know where? Gemara Dorm Dabez. It's a Gemara Dorm Dabez. It uses the terms Gavra and Chefza. Most clear, obvious place. The Gemara says, as the difference between Nisa Nedr and Nisa Shvu. Anyone here learn Daf Yomi? Oh, so in Daf Yomi, you should know the difference already. The difference between Nedr and Shvu, you can get to it. It's about Daf Yomi. What's the difference between Nedr and Shvu?
Shavua.
A shavua is a person says he won't eat the bread. What's a neder?
A neder is
the bread is also to him. Like a carb, right? Should be the bread should be like a carb. So the difference fundamentally, conceptually, between a neder and a shavua is the ma'isa, I can't eat the bread. At the end of the day, it's an issa derayis, eat the bread. It's an issa v'layachol devar, eat the bread. But a neder means that I formulated the issa in such a way that the bread is also to me. And a shavua is I formulated the issa that I'm also to eat the bread. For nafkamin is galore, whole prachah of shavuos and nedarim. Nafkamin is the dina between nedarim and shavuos, which all emanate from the way I formulated it. So the concept of nedarim, the concept of gavas and chavtzes is as old as the hills. It's an integral part of Tashem Rapeh, gavas and chavtzes. What's unclear is, where do these Surah Torah fit into the picture? The Torah says, you're not letting chazer. So yesh lach, one could raise a chakir. What's the nature of the Yisrael being chazer? Is the nature of the Yisrael being chazer, chazer is bad, chazer is poison, chazer is spiritually poisonous, it's a nisachavtza. What is nothing wrong with chazer? It's delicious. But I, as a Jew, am not allowed to partake of chazer. Sounds the same, right? Give me a nafkamina ladina. Give me a nafkamina ladina. You think a nafkamina, whether something is a gavra or nisachavtza.
When it's a lav
malka,
when it's a lav malka,
give me a difference, possible difference.
Whether somebody else can eat that burger.
Who's somebody else?
Person.
Well, it's a nisachavtza in everybody.
Yeah,
I was saying
it's an
Isser Gavra
then.
What could be an Isser Gavra in everybody?
No, it can only be an Isser Gavra on the person.
It's Isser Gavra in every Jewish Gavra.
I know.
Say something.
Why would you say something?
Because then, like, if it's a something, then
whether it's not kosher or not.
You don't mean not kosher. We know it's not kosher. We want to know what does not kosher mean. I said spiritually poisoned. Imagine the following scenario, okay? You walk into your room, and you see there's a funny looking liquid. It's like a reddish, cherryish looking liquid in a cup. There's two choices what that is. It's either cherry soda, or it's transmission fluid. One of the two. Switch your transmission fluid. The old yeshiva shakar has got to switch the transmission fluid every 2 weeks. Okay, so just suffering. It's a 50-50 chance. And maybe cherry soda may be really good. It may be poison. If you drink transmission fluid, you die. So what does the person do? Does he risk it?
No.
Why doesn't he risk it?
Because
suffering poison is l'chumra. You don't play around with the suffering poison. Suffering poison is l'chumra. If there's something intrinsically bad, it's damaging to my soul. So I can't say it's mutter me suffering. Suffering is going to destroy me, my soul. If it's in a cigar, it wasn't a cigar for me. The Rebbe Shalom said, don't eat chazer. If you know it's chazer, don't eat it. The Rebbe Shalom said, if you don't know it's chazer, it's okay. He said, don't eat vat chazer. Suffering chazer you can eat. It could be the Rambam's principle that suffering deraisa is the kuvam in deraisa. It's predicated on the assumption that he's Surah Torah or Surah Gav, and not Surah Chavetz. But even the Rambam agrees, that's the difference between Surah Lam and Surah Kares. Surah Kares or Surah Chavetz, they're spiritually poisoning, they're mamish, they're going to kill you. Beware. Surah Lam, yeah, you shouldn't do them either. But they're not spiritually poisoning. They're Surah Gav, and therefore Safek Amutah. That would be a possible lumdus in the Rambam. Can anyone explain to me another halacha that would be true, that we can understand is true, based on this distinction? Isuri Lav and Isuri Karis are different fundamentally, conceptually. It's not a quantitative difference. It's not quantitatively a different onus. It's a qualitatively different type of an isur. We'll see you, Parsha. When did you bring a Korban Chatas for doing what?
For over Isuri Karis, Bishoyu.
What if I eat Chaza Bishoyu? What do I do?
Also Chaza, right?
Really?
Nah.
You remember your Mitzvah Shabbat? What
are you doing?
Nothing. You need to be a kapachin and give it. Not for your karma chattas. Karma chattas is for Isra Karis B'Shege. Why? Why should there be a requirement of a korban for an Avera done B'Shege? It was B'Shege, it wasn't my fault. What's the answer? It wasn't my fault. Rahman Lutzlan, you drive your car and you kill someone. It wasn't my fault. But the guy's dead. You created a result that has to be rectified. It was B'Shege. It wasn't my fault. You're a Ritzeach Meshege. You created a problem that has to be rectified. You require a kapara. When an Issachares enters into your system, it pollutes your system. It destroys your neshama and Issachares. And even if it was Meshege, it has a Rishim. And it has to be undone. And the carbon is Mechaper undone. And Issalav is a different story. Issalav, there was no spiritual damage. And you have to do tshuva. You did the over the violated the Varshem. It's a different story. But it's fundamentally different. It's conceptually different than Nisalab, not just quantitatively different. So maybe this is a Bi'ur B'Das HaRambam. Possible. Is there another Bi'ur B'Das HaRambam? So the second Bi'ur is a little bit more complicated. Comes the Gemara and says, Krisus, as the following Shaila. Comes the Torah and says, in Parshas V'Yikra, you have to bring a Korban Chatos. I'm saying, you have to bring a Korban Ashram Tolloi for violating an Issachares, a Suffolk Issachares B'Shayyeh. That's what you bring an Ashram Tolloi for, a Suffolk Issachares B'Shayyeh. I'm going to give you two different examples. We're going to use the Issa Chalev because that's the example the Gemara always uses. I have a piece of meat on the table. If Chalev is forbidden fats, and if you eat it, you chayv karis. Only fats from certain parts of the animal are chayv karis. Other parts are mukhlu chatkhil eat. I have a piece of fat sitting on the table. I'm not a butcher. I have no idea. I don't know what it is. There's a 50-50 chance that it's chalev. I have no idea what it is. I think it's kosher. I go ahead and I ate it. And then I realized that, I may have made a big goof. I may have eaten chaylev, I don't know. That's one scenario. I'll give you another scenario. There are two pieces of fat on the table. We know for a fact one of them is chaylev, and we know for a fact one of them is shuman. Shuman is the permissible fat. I can't tell which is which. I know for sure one's, we know for sure, one's also one's one. I don't know anything. I walk up to the table, and I eat one of them. Someone comes screaming at me, Mister, you may have violated Mr. Karis. We have no way of knowing. We can't tell from the other one. Looks the same, tastes the same, smells the same. There's no way of knowing. there's a 50-50 chance that I violated Nisr Karis. Are they the same case? What's it, the first case, second case? The Gemara calls the first case Chaticha Achas. There was only one piece of food on the table. The second piece is Beis Chatichas. Is that a quantitative difference or qualitative difference? What's the fundamental difference in the two cases? Basic fundamental difference.
Well, in the first one, you don't know that there's necessarily the chaylev, but in the second case, you know that there's definitely a chaylev there. So there's, even though it's the same 50-50 chance.
Excellent. In the world of statistics, the statistics for the statistician it's the same. Those is 50%. Those 4%. The world of halacha, the miles apart. In the first case, that's what's called lo ikva isura. There's no davar also here. We don't know this davar. There's a chance. There's a 50% chance of davar also here. We don't know for sure. In the second case, we know this davar also here. We just don't know which one it is. Comes the Gemara and asks the Machlaikis, Amarayim, which case do you bring Hashem Tali for? One day the Gemara says both. You bring Hashem Tali either one because both of them are 50-50 chances. Whenever there's a 50-50 chance of it is a karis b'sheyeg, you bring a carbon Hashem Tali. And the second day the Gemara says not true. The first case you don't bring an Hashem Tali for, because you don't even know the Zisr here. It's only the second case that the Torah is Mechadish. See, by Mitzvah, you realize all the slumness when you're learning. Only the second case that tells Mechadish that you bring a carbon Hashem Tali, because the second case is a more serious Avera. The second case is a much more serious problem, qualitatively different. Statistically, it's the same. You tell your statistician, tell your mathematician this, they'll laugh in your face. The world is not statistic, the world is halacha. In the world of halacha, they're miles apart, because the second one is equally sure and the first one is not. Comes the Rambam and Paskins, they only bring an Hashem Tali in the second case. Not in the first case. No, what's the answer now to the Rashba's cash against the Rambam? Why do we say that you don't bring a carbon in the first case? It's loik v'isura. Much more than that. Not just loik v'isura, but what? The first case is a sapi deraisa l'kula midaraisa. In the first case, if you bring the piece of meat to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know whether it's chelev or shuman. There's a 50-50 chance there's only one piece on the table. Moshe Rabbeinu would eat it himself. It's loik v'isura. Loik v'isura is a different type of a sofik. It's only in the type of a sofik of loik v'isura that the Rambam said is chiddush, that tzvek is a mutter min haTorah. In the second case, where it's ik v'isura, avada the Rambam would hold that tzvek is a rasa min haTorah. According to Rambam, that's not negotiable. Of course that's a nisid deraisa. There's a davar also here on the table. I never said that. So those are the two answers to the Rambam, two official answers to the Rambam. Either Karis is different from Lavim, and the Rambam we concede by Isuri Karis. The second answer is the Rambam we concede by Ikva Isura in contrast to Loik Isura. So we have a working shaft in the Rambam. So at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, we have a running mechalikis, the Rambam against the Rashba. What's the din? Aloch lamaisa. Is suffix deraisa, luchomim deraisa, ronim midirabanim. So the Rashba says it's always deraisa. No question about it. All spakers are always awesome in a Torah, no matter what. Sometimes you bring Hashem Tov, sometimes you don't. That was a kashrut sukkah. It's nothing to do with tzvekis. According to the Rashba, all tzvekis are asa ben Torah all the time. And according to the Rambam, no. Certain types of tzvekis are asa ben Torah, and certain they're not. Which are which? Either the mahalach of Karis versus Lavim, or the mahalach of Ikvi service of the Lakers. So far, everyone's with us? So far, so good. Okay. Who are learning Ksuba Stav Tes? Ksuba Stav Tes?
We did the beginning of the first pack. I don't remember
how. Did you get
the test?
I think I
might have. I'm not sure. What's the guess?
Some
yeshivas
started
the test.
We started on
the
page,
okay.
But we went really.
Comes the Gemara the following shadow. Okay? The following shadow. We need a little bit of a background to appreciate understanding the shadow. Comes the Gemara and says, person gets married. And they realize right away the wife is not a basula. So it means she had to be with somebody at some point. Now, you know, in the olden days, there was a long break between the time of Kedushin and the time of Nisuin. Right? There was usually up to a year break between the two. If an Eisha Seish is Mazana, if a married woman is Mazana, Beratza, willingly, she becomes a Suah to her husband. Okay? When does a woman become an Eisha Seish? At what point? At the point of the Kedushin, Eris, and Nisuin. So comes the man to Beis Din the morning after the Nisuin, after the seventh day, he says, I'm telling you, I know for a fact my wife is not a Basula. How many different possibilities could have happened that could be problematic or not problematic? So many different permutations. Oh, so first of all, we don't know when she became Ois Basula, right? Maybe she was Mazana before she even had Kiddush. Not a very nice thing to do, but that doesn't ask her to her husband. Okay, she's only a Surah to her Baal. There's an Issa Derais of an Eshazish Azinsa, which is an Eshazish. So we don't know whether she was Mazana Tachtav, it's called Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk Eda Tachtav. Maybe when she was Tachtav, namely after the Kiddush, maybe before the Kiddush. What else could have gone wrong? What else do we not know? Either way. Okay.
If there was not necessarily that she was Mazana, there could have been something else that would have made her
Okay, so you're already complicating with Tosis. Leave out Tosis.
Whether she was forced.
Maybe she was Netzra. If she was raped. If she's raped, she's Mutaris. So we have, there are a lot of different possibilities. There are four logical, if you draw it, it might call the blackboard possibility, right? Is there any mark over there? Is there a mark on it?
No.
Blackboard we have, but okay. Yeah. There are four lines. If you had to draw out a box, make a little graph, okay, make a little chart, what would you do? I'd make tachtav, ena tachtav, ratzon, onus. Okay, four different logical possibilities could have happened. So if she was mazana, let's go through the boxes. Let's say she was mazana tachtav, beratzon. She willingly was mazana when she was married to him. What would it then be? Should be aser. Okay, should be an ezer. She's interested. She's aser min atarit to her husband. Okay. Let's say she was mezana tachtav ba'onas. She was raped, and she was in Eishes Ish already. She's Muteris. Good. So we have also in some, we have also in one box. Let's recall. Also in one box, we have Mutu in another box. Okay. Bottom two boxes. Eina tachtav. Beratzav. Muteris, right? She wasn't Eishes Ish yet. Eina tachtav ba'onas, obviously.
Okay.
Muteris. There are four logical boxes on the board. Okay. What is the Gemara saying? Suvas daftes. She's Muteris. The Gemara says, Sveik, Sveik, she's Muteris. Maybe it's Tachta, maybe it's Ena Tachta. And into Islam with Tachta, maybe it's Minus, maybe it's Barotza. Therefore, this woman is Muteris. We don't ask her, she has no Nemanus, she's not Dover. The Alokta, she's Muteris. Fereshik Marks, who was left test. This is the Sugin Shas that introduces us to the principle called Sveik, Sveik, and Mutar. Even though the Isra Venesh Zisha Zinzallah Baal is an Isra Deraisa, the Gemara says, Beferish, Safik Deraisa Lachumra, Sveik, Sveik, as Mutar. So I want to understand this principle, this halachic principle called Sveik Sveik Alakula. A whole new principle, a whole new yisai, called Sveik Sveik is Mutar. Don't know what it's based on. Where'd it come from? I just dreamt it up one day. This is Dus Sugya Sveik Sveik. The Gemara has Sveik Sveik in one or two other places, but this is the primary Sugya. What do you think? Where'd it come from?
It's one thing to, you know, be worried that something, you know, to be worried Al-Khumra, you know, if there's one, you know, problem going on, you know, but if there's, you know, if in order to get to, in order to get to where she could possibly be usher, there's more than, you know, some convoluted.
That convoluted is a suffix, it's a possibility.
No, but it's more than one suffix. It would have to be, you know, first, there, you know, you have to take into account tachta v'ena tachta.
Right, I got it.
Then you have to go to Ratz, and then you have to go to Ones.
I got it. I hear what you're saying. You're describing Sveik Sveik. I want to know. Why is it mutter? Give me halach, Ritz, what's mutter? Savi derais al chumra, so why is it mutter?
It's not the same Isser anymore. Well, not the same.
Think of the Rambam. Think of the Rambam.
If the Rambam says that Savi derais al chumra is a derbanim concept, then the Savi, and once you're saying that there's a Savi derais, so then that, on that Savi, you can rule that Savi derabam of lakula.
Yeah, that love this? It's an amazing concept. Every Sveik Sveik, if you think about it, according to the Rambam, let's break up the two Sveikas. I have a Suffolk, but it's Tachtav Eino Tachtav. If I'd ask my Shabbat, could I remain with my wife, what would he say? It's a Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk Eino Tachtav. Forget about Onis Rasa. Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk Eino Tachtav. What would my Shabbat say? What the Minotaur. But the Chachamim at some point made it Takana Chachamim, you're not allowed to wine that Kula. So there's now an Issa Derabbanan in front of me. But wait a second, I have a second Shabbat. Maybe it's Onis, maybe it's Bratzim. So what do I have in front of me? I have a suffix on an Isser what? What's the klal? Suffix derais l'chumra, what's suffix what? Derabban l'kula. Every Sveik Sveik is a suffix derabban l'kula. Did you catch that?
We all like the Rambam?
I didn't say yet. I said, the Rambam can analyze Sveik Sveik. The Rambam can learn the Gemara Ksubas and say, you know why Sveik Sveik is mutter? It's obvious. every sfeik sfeika is a combination of two principles. Principle number one, that all sfeikas are mutim in a Torah. Principle number two, that safek derabanan is the kula. So according to the Rambam, sfeik sfeika is very easily understood. It's a corollary of those two principles. I didn't say this. Rabbi Yeshua says it. Prima Gadim says it. The other Echarim say this, but not if this is true, if this is correct, can anyone put the brakes on sfeik sfeika? If this is correct, what I just said, I didn't say it, but I'm sure the Prima Gadim said it, would sfeik sfeika be mount to all Yisurim? Where would it fall short, possibly?
Even according to Rambam.
If the whole principle of sfeik sfeika is a corollary of the principle of sfeika deraisa, the kulam deraisa, if that principle is not true, for example, according to Hefta, the Farshim, is it not true? If it's a what? If it's an Isser, Karis. Or according to the second group, it's not true if it's an Isser what? Of Ikva Yisura, right? Where you know you have a Dover Asr on the table. Basically, whenever Safek deraisa, the kulam deraisa unravels, what's also going to unravel is Sfeik Sfeik Lekula. Because according to the Rambam, Sfeik Sfeik Lekula is just an extension of that halachic principle of Sfeik Deraisa Lekula Deraisa. Right? So far, so good? So this is only B'das Rambam. Which great Rishon can never buy into this in a million years? The Rashi would say this is not true. This is not the Mokor, this is not the Lomdus for Sfeik Sfeika. How in the world could Sfeik Sfeika be based on Sfeik Deraisa Lekula Deraisa if that Kufa is not true? So the Rash was searching and looking for another motor for Sfeik Sfeik. What's the name of Sfeik Sfeik? Where did the Rash come from?
Rove.
Rove,
what
kind of Rove is that?
So 3-1 chance.
According to the Rash was what I like to call a blackboard Rove. There's a principle of the Torah around the Hatos. You have a something you don't know what to do. The Torah says you follow Rove. If there's no Rove, then you got to deal with Sfeikas. Comes the Rash and says, even I who hold that Sfeika deraisa is a chumra deraisa, that's when it's a suf. It's a suffik ashok. When it's a 50-50 chance. When it's a 80-20 chance. When it's a 90-10 chance. 95-5 chance. Zachir Ramatas, you follow the Rav. Says the Rash, but every Sfeik Sfeika is a what? Is a Rav. What's the Rav?
2 against 1.
Not 2 against 1, 3 against 1. Now, Beinenu, is that a real Rav? Between you and me, is that a real Rav? I have no idea what the statistical possibilities of these roles are. I don't know whether the statistical possibility, most women are mazana before they get married, after they get married, most women are raped, most people are willingly. I have no idea what these numbers mean. This is not a rove in the world of reality. This is a rove in terms of logical possibilities on a blackboard. That's the chiddush of the Rashi. That's why I call it the blackboard rove. It's true. It's a rove when you make a chart. It's a rove of logical possibilities. So if the Rashi but chiddush God, it's also called the rove.
What do you mean 3 versus 1?
3 versus 1.
What's the?
If it's tachtov, the ones, she's muteris. If it's ratzon, ain't a tachtov, she's muteris. If it's ones, ain't a tachtov, she's muteris. The only case in those four that she's a sura is if it's ratzon tachtov.
Right, every sfeik sfeika has to be like that.
That's right, or else it ain't a sfeik sfeika. That's right. That's according to the Rashi. We have a fundamental machlokes unraveling. This is a shas topic, guys. It's the relationship between sfeika deraisa and lechumra and sfeik sfeika. According to the Rambam, sfeik sfeika is mutter because sfeika deraisa is the kulam deraisa, and therefore it's limited by those parameters. According to the Rashba, sfeik sfeika has nothing to do with sfeika deraisa and the kulam deraisa. There's no such cloud on the Rashba. It's based on the gamma different of our kulam.
What about
derabat
from
Himalaya
today? Derabat from Himalaya today?
According to the Rambam, how is it such a klal? The answer is kavua is ikvei sura. Because kavua is called ikvei sura. That's right.
So I was just wondering. So when we were talking about the Rambam, we said that he holds that sfeik sfeika lekula because of the combination of sfeik deraisa lekula midaraisa and sfeik derabanan lekula. We mentioned the kares versus lab.
Right, so we said that when that cloud of sfeik deraisa lekula midaraisa falls short, then the chiddush of sfeik sfeika is going to fall short also.
So we're saying it would only, according to the Rambam.
Rambam sfeik sfeika would not work in Yisur kares. That's right.
Yeah. And only by chaticha achas.
Depending on what your answer to the Rambam is.
Yeah.
And asking where he was, in what case would that apply?
Ikvaisura?
Kavua,
you mean?
Yeah.
Kavua. So he's mentioning a klal kavua. The Gemara says the following. Let's say you have nine stores selling kosher meat, one store selling trefa meat. And I find a piece of meat in the street. Then the Torah will not eat the meat, because you have a rove. I'm not sure where that meat came from, so it's rove is mutter. However, give you a different case. What if there are nine stores selling kosher meat, one store selling trefa meat? I'm sitting listening to a shiur. I got a walk going on. I'm not paying attention. I walk into a store and I buy a sandwich. I walk out with a hot dog, and I have no idea which store I walked into. What would you pass to? It's a rov, right? It's a rov. It should be mutter. Comes in Mark Sumas and says, no, that's not called rov. That's called kol kavua kemetzah. That's what I mean. The iser is kavua bimkomo. The stores, the latest asofik is not on the street. The latest asofik is in the stores. So when do you apply the principle of rov? That's called the parash buba parash. When the piece of meat leaves the stores, that's called following rov. When the latest asofik is which store I walked into, that's called kavua. The iser is kavua bimkomo. So Gemara says you have a chiddush based on the pasuk of kavua kemetzah metzah tamim. So you're asking a kosher question according to the Rambam. Why is it also? Because we know this trafe is there. We know there's a store that's trafe. Okay, maybe Kabur for
another. Yeah, because we dealt with that this year in
Yeshiva
and it confused a lot of people.
Yeah, don't worry, Kabur confused a lot of people. No one really understands Kabur, at least I don't. Not too many people.
I think.
Someone asked earlier about if you have a case where there's more than one possibility, more than two possibilities. So if you have, I can't think of a particular example off the top of my head, but is it possible that you could have a sfeika sfeika that you don't have more possibilities that are mutter than aser?
No, that's not a sfeika sfeika. Okay. Let's go on a little bit. So we know a little bit about the Ram and the Rash, but about sfeika, the Rais, Lukulum, and the Rais. So we know a little bit about its impacts upon sfeika sfeika. What a move on. We spoke a little bit about this the first couple of weeks. That was with us, but we'll talk a little bit more about this now. Everybody learned the fourth paragraph of Kedushin?
What
does
that start on?
What
daft is that?
It's thoughts on the late Samach, but I'm talking from Ayins. Comes Gemara the following Drasha besides Kedushin. Amar Rava, Devar Torah, Safek Mamzer Mutter. Lo yava mamzer vaded, lo yava safik mamzer yava. Comes the Gemara and says that minat Torah, if you have a person who's not sure whether they're mamzer. Mamzer means a person whose parents were also be iser karis to them, each other. Say you have a brother marries a sister, a father marries a daughter, a woman, somebody marries an ashes ish. So the resulting child is a mamzer, is also a levim kol. Can't marry, can only marry either a mamzeres or a gyeres. So if you have a mamzer, he's also a levim kol. Comes to Gemara with a drasha of mamzer vadem rechamar vol safik mamzer. The guy has no idea. He's not sure whether his mother was an ish, is not an ish. He's not sure whether his sister did marry his brother. He doesn't know. 50-50 shit. He doesn't know. Safik mamzer, safik mamzer, minatar is mutter. They're one of their problems. Minatar is mutter. Because there is a cause of safik mamzer is mutter. That can't be a Gemara Kedushin. What's the problem?
The
issue of the parents is cursed. The child marrying somebody else on the issue. So, who's it a problem for? Who's it a problem for?
What's exactly the last of that word?
The Gemara is a special exegesis of cause of Safik Mamzer is Mutter Ben Atari.
Right, so he's Mutter to
marry Bas Yisrael. Does this Gemara pose a problem for the Rambam or the Rashba?
The Rashba. Unless it's added in Nisra Karsper
and Mamzer. Who is this? No, it's the Karsper. Who does this come out? Who thinks this parak poses a problem for the Rambam? Who thinks it poses a problem for the Rashba? It only poses a problem for the Rambam. Why? Explain to me.
Because the Rambam would say that midaraisa, that there's a suffix, that it's a kula. So therefore, any time here, if there's.
All right. It's also a kula, yeah. So it sounds like it's good for the Rambam.
It's Mr. Karis.
It's the parents are Issachar. It's not the moms are married. We're talking about, got this guy. Reuven decided to suffix moms. He wants to marry Rachel.
That would just be a
Chayyid
Olam. So, it wouldn't be a problem with the
Rambam. Would it be a problem with the Rambam?
Why do you think
Issachar is going to? The Gemara says you need a special pasuk of a moms to teach me that a suffix moms is Bukul of Obakal. According to the Rambam, huh? According to the Rambam, I can eat a suffix chaz, or I can eat a suffix. I can wear suffix shatnas. According to Ram, any suffix is mutter. The Torah starts out, the Torah only asks vados, according to Ram. There is no Isra and Lav on suffix, according to Ram. Unless it's a Yisura or a Karis. But according to Ram, the starting point of all is all suffix is mutter than a Torah. So I need a puzzle. Your puzzle can tell me something I could have figured out on my own. According to the Rashi, who holds that all suffix is a Rosh and a Torah, I need a pasuk of the other moms to tell me this is the Yaitim and Lav, this is the exception to the rule. This is the one case where Sveikas and Mutav in a Torah. But according to the Rambam, what are you impossible for? It's a portion. Who asked this question? The Rambam? Shocking?
Rashba?
Yeah, Rashba. It's Mishnah involved. He asked this question. It's a pretty powerful question, right? What do you have to do in order to solve this problem?
Redefine the Rambam.
What do you have to do besides just redefine the Rambam? You have to find the necessity for this Gzeiras HaKosov. Even according to the Rambam. You have to say that this pasuk is teaching me something that regular suffix deraisa l'kula would not have taught me. This pasuk has to be going the extra mile. This pasuk has to be telling me that even though normally we apply the rule of suffix deraisa l'kula, somehow mamza would have been different, and I need exer sekas to tell me fakir. That's the direction you gotta go. Once they fill in the lines. I give you the format. I'll ask you the following shot. I have a suffix mamzer. His name is Reuven. He has no idea. Maybe his parents. Worried is the question. I mean, I don't know. Reuven's here. And Reuven's in the Shidduchim. He's in the parish of Shidduchim. He wants to marry this woman called Rachel. Rachel's a perfectly kshei rabbas Yisrael. He comes to us and he asks us, Rabbi, can I marry her? According to the Rambam, assuming there's no pasuk, there's no gzeirsa kosev. Rambam. Moshe Rabbeinu. Rambam's Moshe Rabbeinu. Can I marry Rachel? What's the answer?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Reuven's a smart aleck. He says, you know, I'm already asking Moshe Rabbeinu a shayla. I'm going to ask Moshe Rabbeinu another shayla. You know, I'm allowed to marry two wives. Min HaTorah. Chayv Rebbeinu Gersha much, much later. Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to marry two wives. Not only do I want to marry Rachel, because Rachel's a Bas Yisrael. There's another girl over there. Her name is Leah. She's a very sad yichel. She's a mamzeres. We know for a fact she's a mamzeres. A kosher of Ben Yisrael is not allowed to marry mamzeres. Who's allowed to marry mamzeres?
A
mamzer is allowed to marry mamzeres, right? So listen to this chap Reuven has. Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to be Mesadik Kedushin for me. I want you to be Mesadik Kedushin for me on Monday to marry Rachel, who's a Bas Yisrael. Ich bin a Safik mamzer. I can marry a Safik. I can marry a Bas Yisrael. And then on Tuesday, I want you to be Mesadik Kedushin for me with Leah, who's a mamzeres. I'm a Suffolk mamzer, I can marry her. I'm only a Suffolk, maybe I'm a mamzer. It's a real shot. What would the Rambam say about that? The Rambam would say, forget it. You can't marry both of them. You are either a mamzer or a Ben Yisrael. If you're a mamzer, you can't marry Rachel. If you're a Ben Yisrael, kosher, you can't marry Leah. You can't have both. You can't marry both. It's like David Minch, you have to plot with Avraham before Shia. You can't do that. That's tied to the sas. It's a contradiction. It's a mutually exclusive psalm. Even the Rambam who said that suffix deraisa l'kula, that meant you have one shayla, you have one suffix. You can't say suffix deraisa l'kula on both ends. That's not fair. That's not a disaster. That's not a suffix. Right? Comes, if I'm not mistaken, the Marit. Who says that's the chiddush of suffix b'amzer according to the Rambam. Suffolk Bamrams means that the Isurim of Mamzerus aren't chal b'chlal when you have a Suffolk. It's not pshat that maybe it's Suffolk, maybe it's awesome, maybe it's multiple, we'll give you a break and let you do it. Be Suffolk. If that would be the pshat, then you can't marry both. The pshat is a Suffolk Mamzer is ois Mamzer. And he's ois Ben Yisrael. The Isurim don't apply to him b'chlal. He has the best of both worlds at the same time. He could do two mutually exclusive, he could marry two women at the same time. It doesn't bother us. That's the Gzeiras HaKosov plug of Mamzer in the Kalasha. That's what some Acharonim say. That's the Chiddush according to the Rambam. Quite the Chiddush, right?
The Maharit is saying
he becomes a Vaday nothing. The Parsha of Mamzerus doesn't apply to him.
Meaning you can choose?
Yeah, you can marry both. Better than choosing. You can marry both. At the same time. Two wives. One's a Mamzerus and one's a Bas. So he's okay.
How can you marry a Mamzerus?
Maybe he's a Mamzer.
Say
is a suffik.
If it's based on suffik deraisa lekula, then you can't be saisi yourself. The gzeres hakosav of the other mamza tells me that everything goes. It's not freely, it's freeful. Much hefkavot. So other achrayim have similar answers to the marid, slightly different nuances. Different achrayim try to give different okimtas, different chidushim according to the Rambam. Different cases that according to the Rambam, you need the chiddush of suffik mamza being lekula. I wouldn't have been able to figure out on my own. Anyone have any ideas? Don't want to go different malchim. Same format, same structure, different answer.
Why need the pasuk?
What's the chiddush of the pasuk? Cases where suffik deraisa lekula would have fallen by the wayside according to the Rambam.
I mean, it's possible the pasuk because of the special pasuk, right? That the he's established as vadai that he's kosher, and therefore that he's not, you know, a suffik mamzer at all anymore.
Okay, but what would that help? Tachas k'maisa. Maisa, without the pasuk, he'd still marry whoever he wants. Okay. He has a shayla. Maisa, ben, I want to marry mamzer. I want to marry Maisa Israel. Maisa says it's mutter. What's the purpose of the pasuk?
I'm just thinking about some idea that maybe according to the opinion of Shtei Chatichos.
Give me a case.
Yeah, so, you know, so this, you know, something mamzer goes, and he says, you know, I want to go, I mean, I guess, just like Shnei Chatichos, with mamzer, or...
Okay. You tell me, you'll give me a
case. I was going to say the same case, but I don't know
give
if
that's
this idea. I was going to say the mamzer wants, the something mamzer wants to marry both a miuchasas and a mamzeres.
We said that's okay. That's not based Chatichos.
That's not based Chatichos.
I mean, two Chatichos. Give me a minute, you were telling me, you're on the way. You're halfway there. What you want to tell me is you want to construct a scenario of suffik mamzer when it's the equivalent of beis chatichas. That's what you want to do. Because you want to destroy, you want to uproot sveik of the rice, lakum of the rice. You want to give me a case that requires a pasuk. Right?
Yeah.
So I want a crazy case.
You have two sets of parents, and one of them is vadai that their child is a mamzer, another one is vadai that he's kosher. And you don't know which one the child came from.
Unbelievable. Says the Mishnah Malach. We have two women going to a cave to give birth. One of them is pregnant with a mamzer that we know for a fact. And one of them is pregnant with a kosher shal we know for a fact. Dark in the cave. Two babies come out. We don't know which is which. That's the halacha equivalent of beis chatichas. It's crazy, wild. Never going to happen. Science fiction. But halachically, that's the halachic scenario of beis chatichas. According to those who say the Rambam agrees by beis chatichas because you have a mitzvah passion. That's Hashem told you, right? The Rambam agrees that when it's ikva isura, when you have beis chatichas, sveikah deraisa lechumra, I'm sorry, sveikah deraisa lekulah deraisa falls by the wayside. And we are forced to say, sveikah deraisa lechumra deraisa. That's the chiddush of suffik mamzer. That even that's mutter. Pretty wild, right? Even that's mutter. That's the chiddush of mutter. Pasim. Anyone want to give me a little bit more down to earth? These cases are just getting crazier and crazier. I want a case of suffik mamzer. That suffik mamzer, the pasuk is matir suffik mamzer, which otherwise the Rambam's sveikah deraisa lekulah wouldn't have been matir. We said it before. The Rambam says, you asked me the question twice a minute. Who asked me twice a minute? Would the Rambam say sveik deraisa lekulah deraisa in the case of what? If you have a what? If you have a rove? If you have a rove? Who asked me? Oh, you asked me. Who asked me? Sorry. And it was someone on the side of me. You have a rove. The rove is what? The rove is working against you. There's a 90% chance that this meat is not kosher. The Rambam says it's mutarid in Chas Hashem. The Rambam says we have an unresolved suffik hashoch, 50-50 statistical possibilities. That's mutarid. You have a rove, Chas Hashem. What if you have a person? There's a rove that he's allowed. There's a rove that he's allowed. The way the scenario is playing out, we have a big question about his ichos. There's a 90% chance this person is a mamzer. 90%
chance.
What?
There's a 90% chance I'm a mamzer.
Well, I can give you a lot of crazy cases.
Can we say that in general?
There are, let's say for argument's sake, you have a woman who's pregnant. We don't know who she became pregnant from. 9 out of 10 people in town, if they would have had Tashmish Vidal, would have made mamzeres. One of them would have died. So there's a 90% chance that the kid's a mamzer. If you'd ask the Rambam, can I get married? What would the din be? Before the pasuk, Rambam would have to say no. I would have to say, sorry, you can't get married. Right? Comes the Gzeres HaKosov and says, what? Who was with us the first half of Sivan? Comes the Gzeres HaKosov and says, lo yavah mamzavadai, mamzavadu lo yavah safik mamzavadai. Maybe even though there's a robe, it's still called a what? No. The Rambam's the Raya is for what? It's me. Maisa Behema. Rings a bell.
Oh, yeah.
Even though there's a robe. One could argue that if you're in the realm of the Rambam, that's fake, it's a mutter min haTorah, so then it's got to be a suffix of shachol. It's not a suffix of shachol. There's a robe against you, it's also. But once it's exerts a kosov of yovah mamzer v'adai, that means unless you're vados a mamzer yemutter, if there's a chance, 10% chance that you're not a mamzer yemutter. So basically, we have to come up with some kind of a beer to the Rambam. We have to find some scenario to construct, some kind of crazy wild scenario which will necessitate a pasuk, keep it according to the Rambam. So we have different directions, different acharonim go. Some acharonim go the root of what? Some acharonim go the root of taita desasri. Some acharonim go the root of ikvi surah. Other acharonim go the root of raiv. But the common denominator between all these answers is that each one is trying to find the hechatim, to find a scenario, wild case, where the Rambam's basic rule of suffer the rise of the kula would break down. And that necessitates the pasuk. So let's chat for a minute, Rabbi Zayin. What do we have? So we started out with a sugya of Safik Deraisa L'chumra. We all know that din. Everybody walked in today. There's a din called Safik Deraisa L'chumra. But I don't know whether everybody knew the Machlokes, the Rambam, the Rashba, how to understand the nature of that. Is that a Chumra Midraban? Is that a din Midraisa? That Machlokes, the Rambam, the Rashba. You have to understand Parshav Hashem Toloi according to the Rambam. So we have two solutions. Either Karis is different than Lavim, or Ikvi Surah is different from Loik Surah. Then we have the issue, how does Sveik Sveika fit into the picture? How do you understand Sveik Sveika? So the Rambam had his unique way of understanding Sveik Sveika, and the Rashba, the Shittasim, had his unique way of understanding Sveik Sveika. Each one the Shittasim. Then we have the Baam Kasha, the Rashba, according to the Rambam. What do you need Sveik Mamza for? Typically, all Sveik is a Mutter. At least three different Malachim we have. Tata the Sasre, Ikvei Surah, Aro. But the common denominator between all three of these answers is that they're all looking for cases where the Rambam sheet of Sveika Deraisa, Makula Deraisa breaks down, that necessitates the Xerxes cause of Safi Mamzer. Okay? So this is pretty much a model of types of sugis that we're going to do. Not all of them are going to be these, Sveikas and Sheikh Schmeitz types of sugis. Some of them will be a little bit more moed, a little more noshim, whatever the case may be. But this is pretty much we're going to try to take a basic Shas concept, understand a basic machlokas, basic shailas, basic hakiras, how to understand all the pieces of the puzzle fit together, to try to build a little bit on our bikiyas, a little bit of our eon, a little bit of our Torah knowledge, to be able to try to familiarize ourselves with certain basic fundamental shas types of sugyas. Okay, so that's pretty much what the game plan is. All right, you guys, we're up to follow. You guys find the pace, okay? All right. Okay, if you guys have any particular issues with the pace or the style, we'll see.
One of the things was
and the Ikrisu. Well, the Maskana, the other day doesn't matter too much, because the end of the day, somebody writes as the Chumra. You know, the writes as the Ravan. You want to know what would be the Nafkidis? Probably most. Not for me to say. Probably most.
I'm just wondering, when did the Gavra Mechavtsev come into everything?
Gavra Mechavtsev was a possibility to explain who's in Lavan and Kurds. It was a possible almost.
Is how that match up?
That even according to the Rambam, maybe Surah Karis are a Sveik, is it also? Because maybe they're Isur Chavtza. Karis
is an
Isur Chavtza
and Lavim are
Isur Chavtza. Possible. Okay, good. Okay, we're not mindful.